We started here in the early 70s. When we got married, we decided we want to do our own farming, and we had 50 acres of land, which was a limited acreage, so vegetables was the obvious choice.
And what vegetable did you first grow?
We actually started with lettuce, and it was very difficult to sell it. But so we went into Dunn's Stores one day, and I had a head of lettuce in each hand, and I said to the manager, "Are you interested?" And he said, "I am." And it grew from there.
And at that time, would they in Dunn's Stores have stocked a lot of local farmers in their shop?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, they still had the buying power organised from Dublin. So when it was discovered there was a small farmer in West Cork supplying one of their stores, there was consternation. And the account was closed instantly. But we got back in simply on the quality because we had fresh produce that was selling.
And how did you determine a price with him?
At that stage, we were able to fix the price ourselves relevant to the cost of growing. As the years went on, Dunn's Stores dictated the price and we had no choice.
In the past 20 years, commercial vegetable growing in Ireland has nearly collapsed. Today, there are only 200 farmers left. The question is, does it make economic sense to grow vegetables in Ireland anymore?
I'm optimistic and I believe that people, particularly in recessionary times, are looking at more basic vegetables. The multiples control the price of vegetables, and the realisable price for vegetables does not relate to the cost of growing. I feel that we need a national shake-up to the entire vegetable industry in order to ensure, from a balance of payments point of view as well, to ensure that we encourage local production of vegetables for the Irish market. We're importing too much.